A coalition of public health and charitable agencies called the Measles Initiative reports that global measles deaths plunged 60% between 1999 and 2005. World Health Organization Director General Margaret Chan says the drop in Africa, the region hardest hit by the disease, has been 75%.
Today's announcement is an historic victory for global public health. The good news is Africa is leading the way.
The Measles Initiative says the big decline in Africa is the main reason the global drop exceeded the United Nations target for a 50% reduction in deaths from the virus. Dr. Chan says the number of measles deaths fell from 873,000 in 1999 to 345,000 by the end of 2005, with an estimated 2.3 million children saved.
Instead of seeing numerous fresh graves for young children, this is something of the past. Another important sign is many measles wards become empty in hospitals in Africa.
Health officials attribute the success to increased immunization rates promoted by the Measles Initiative since its 2001 inception and support from national governments. The strategy involved two doses of measles vaccine with supplements of vitamin A. The executive director of UNICEF, Ann Veneman, says the rate for first vaccination increased from 71% to 77% between 1999 and 2005, with inoculations given to 360 million children aged 9 months to 15 years.
When we look at this kind of success, it gives us hope as we look toward achieving the Millennium Development Goals, particularly the goal that calls for the reducing of child mortality by two-thirds from 1990 levels with the end date of 2015.
The chief of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Julie Gerberding, says the success of the measles campaign so far has encouraged the coalition to set a new target of reducing measles deaths 90% by 2010. The aim is to be more aggressive in Asia and the Eastern Mediterranean region. Gerberding says the approach is a model that can be used to attack other diseases.
I truly believe that we will not only exceed this measles initiative goal, but we will build on this opportunity to solve the other global health problems that affect not only the children around the world, but many adults as well.
Yet whether measles can be eradicated, as smallpox was, is a different matter. Health officials say it is conceivable because the virus does not exist in animals. It is stable and mutates little, and the vaccine is effective. However, they also note that several factors could prevent eradication. The virus is highly infectious and requires continued high vaccine coverage, but 29 million children in developing nations still do not receive routine measles shots, and wars in several countries prevent mass vaccination campaigns.
At this stage, I think it is too early to talk about eradication.
Again, World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan.
It is something we can talk about and see the next stage after we have achieved a new goal.
David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.